Very much, Todd. We'll take a look at scores across the GLIAC. We'll also update you on scores involving top 10 teams from Division II, as well as scores involving squads from Division 1A. But first, when we come back on the Panthers Halftime Show, we'll sit down with General Dennis Leitch, the subject of today's Panthers Spotlight interview. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Panthers football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
What do you want your college degree to say about you? A degree from Ohio Dominican University says you demand more from your college education. It says that ethics and values are important to you, that you appreciate perspectives offered by experts in their field, that you value having a voice in the classroom, that you don't just want a job, but a fulfilling career you can be proud of. That's what your degree from Ohio Dominican University will say about you. Discover more at ohiodominican.edu.
Into the Panthers Halftime Show. I'm your host, Charlie Danis, and at halftime at Panther Field, Ohio Dominican leading Lake Erie by a score of 41-14. Now, usually each week we sit down and talk with individuals associated with Ohio Dominican athletics. However, today's subject of our Panther Spotlight interview has to do with Veterans Day weekend. General Dennis Leitch was part of the pregame festivities as Veterans Appreciation Day is being held at Panther Field this afternoon. General Leitch was kind enough to sit down with our very own Todd Bell and talk about how Ohio Dominican honors and gives back to those who have served in our armed forces. Mr. Todd Bell, please take it away.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. Halftime here, and our guest today on our Panther Spotlight is General Dennis Leitch here at Ohio Dominican University, who has several roles, and one of them included today's festivities here at Panther Field, Veterans Day, Veterans Appreciation Day here today at Ohio Dominican. General, thanks for being with us here at halftime. Tell us a bit about the festivities here today, how everything came about, and really the honors that are being presented here today.
Well, Ohio Dominican has a rich history of supporting veterans, and the Patriots program is part of that and really the structure of it. The Patriots program goes back 15 or 20 years, and the purpose of the program is to inform and encourage vets to take advantage of their GI Bill benefits. And right now we have about 80 students in our traditional programs and also the LEAD program who are veterans receiving benefits, and they're doing a great job both in the classroom and outside of the classroom. Our veterans have a grade point average that's 3/10 higher than the rest of the student body on average, and also has a higher retention rate and graduation rate than the rest of our student body. So I'm very proud of them, very proud of the university for supporting the program and initiating the program.
Where have you seen this program grow now? Kind of take us back to the grassroots when you started it here at ODU, and where has it really progressed?
Well, I really didn't start it. The program goes back to the 90s, and in the late 90s and into the early part of the 2000s, it went on a back burner. And with the approval of the legislation for the post-9/11 GI Bill benefits, which expanded the benefits available to veterans dramatically, the administration decided to reinvigorate the program, and I was contacted by several of the administrators here as to whether I'd be willing to come on board and take part in this reinvigoration, and it's frankly one of the best decisions I've made in my professional life.
Also gives you an opportunity to kind of be around some of the athletes as well, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. What about the age group, the age range of some of these that are part of this Patriots program here at ODU?
Well, it's interesting because we have a young group of veterans who are Iraq and Afghanistan era vets that generally are part of our traditional programs, but we also have a number of older vets who come from the earlier periods. And as a matter of fact, our honorary captain today, Tony Stone, has 26 years service and retired from the military in 2006. And Tony is a wonderful example of the merger of the military and higher education in America, because he has received both his bachelor's degrees and his master's degree from our LEAD program. So it runs a gamut of age groups and cohorts that I think enriches the experience of our non-veteran students and the faculty immensely.
Do you see much interaction between some of these the students in the Patriots program with our traditional students, as you just mentioned?
Yeah, I do, and we've gone to lengths and struggled with the extent to which we want to have separate facilities or whatever for our veterans. And I think it's important for both our veterans and our non-veteran students to interact without those barriers and become aware of the experience that each of them have. And I think our faculty benefits by the veterans' experiences. So many of our students come right out of high school without meaningful life experiences, and several years' service in the military certainly enriches your life experience.
General, please tell the listeners how people can get involved. If someone is a veteran out there listening right now and they're like, maybe I should be a part of this, what's the best avenue to get in touch with you or somebody here at the university?
Well, they can get a hold of me here at the university, but the first step, of course, is to call the admissions department, and that number is available. My number is available on the website, and I'm delighted to talk to any vet about their career plans, because I think it's critically important that we in the United States today are looking at a military that's been at war for 12 years, but only 1% of the American adult population has participated in the military. And I think that the country benefits from having these veterans serve in positions of influence and responsibility in our communities and in our nation.
And the website for Ohio Dominican University is ohiodominican.edu. And again, you can easily pull up the admissions from the website right there. General, you are an avid fan of sports. You certainly love this football team here at Ohio Dominican University. You have a small role, as many of us do, in the daily lives of these student athletes. This has been quite a season this year.
Absolutely, and it's been quite a season this year, but I think in being a little bit detached from the success of the football team, I think that we're looking at successful seasons, successively 7-4, 8-3, and now undefeated. But I think the more important thing is to look at the fact that we're emerging not as just good football teams, but as a very good football program that will sustain itself over the years, and from top to bottom, from Coach Connolly, all of the staff, and even the equipment manager, Bob Miller. It's a world-class program that I think will sustain itself, and we can all be proud of.
What's your opinion or thoughts in your interaction with the players, not only on football, but any student-athletes that we have here at ODU?
Yeah, I've been delighted with the behavior and the maturity and the character of our athletes here, in addition to their performance in the classroom. And I can cite some examples where we've seen the kind of character and behavior that we can all be proud of on the practice field, in the locker room, in the classroom. And I'm just delighted to be allowed to be part of the ODU football program.
General, thanks for your time. We appreciate everything you do with the Patriots program. Again, fans or anybody listening out there can be a part of it. Go to ohiodominican.edu, pull up admissions, or you can find General H's number on there as well. Thanks for your time, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks, Todd. Go Panthers.
All right. More to come here in our halftime as we head back to the studios now in Charlie Danis.
Thank you very much, Todd. When we return, we'll get you updated with scores from the GLIAC and beyond. You're listening to the Panthers Halftime Show here on your home for Ohio Dominican football, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house. And we invite you to join in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
Ohio Dominican University is proud of the military veterans and those now serving in the Reserves and National Guard who are Ohio Dominican students. We support our veterans through the Patriots Program and financial aid resources, which include a 25% tuition discount to all military veterans, including those on active duty, the Reserve, and the National Guard. Discounts also apply to their spouses in our Working Professional Bachelor's and Master's Degree Program.
Welcome back to the Panthers Halftime Show. I'm your host, Charlie Danis. Things looking pretty good for Ohio Dominican at this moment in time as the Panthers lead the Lake Erie Storm by a score of 41-14 at halftime. Let's now get you updated with scores first in the Greater Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. They're just about to start the third quarter up in Canton, Ohio. Finley leading the Pioneers of Malone by a score of 14-7 in that ball game. Grand Valley State goes into halftime leading Wayne State by a score of 24-7. It has been a good day for Grand Valley State quarterback Heath Parling. He has tossed a couple of touchdown passes in this game, 7-13 through the air for 189 yards. Another game that began at noon today, well, let's see, that would be Ferris State taking on Northwood. They have gone to halftime in that ball game, and right now the Bulldogs lead the Timberwolves by a score of 21-0. It has been another good day for Jason Vonderlein, who continues to have an impressive season at the quarterback position for Ferris State. One passing touchdown and one rushing touchdown as well. And we also have a couple of games that started at the 1 o'clock hour. Right now, Saginaw Valley State, they have just scored. But Northern Michigan still hanging around a little bit as the Cardinals possess a 14-3 lead over the Wildcats with 12:23 to go in the second quarter. And also, Michigan Tech taking on Hillsdale at this moment and time. Still scoreless in that ball game as they approach the end of the first quarter. Ashland leading Tiffin 14-0 in the middle of the first quarter in that game. And let's see, the final game involving a GLIAC squad, that would be Walsh. They went outside of conference play today to take on Glenville State. Right now, Walsh leading Glenville State 7-0 in that ballgame. Let's now get you updated with scores of the top eight teams in Division II. These are teams that are currently ahead of ODU in the current AFCA coaches poll. And we begin with a game that involves number 7, Shepherd. Right now, they lead West Virginia State 14-0 as they near halftime in that game. Also, another game that started. This one started at the 1 o'clock hour, and right now it is Bloomsburg, ranked number 16th in the country, leading number 8, Westchester, by a score of 3-0. Coming up later on today, number 11, Emporia State, hosts number 2, Northwest Missouri. Number 4, Henderson State, will play at 2 o'clock as well as they host Southern Arkansas. Number 5, Minnesota Duluth, will go on the road as they take on the University of Mary at 2. Also at 2, number 1, Minnesota State Mankato in action as they go on the road to take on Sioux Falls. And then coming up later on today, number 6, Pittsburgh State, will be on the road to take on Lindenwood starting at 3:30. And at 4 o'clock, number 3, Colorado State Pueblo, they will be on the road as well taking on New Mexico Highlands. A lot of action in the MAC on Tuesday night. Bowling Green defeating Miami of Ohio by a final of 45-3 as the Redhawks remain winless on the season. Meanwhile, it was the Ohio Bobcats who took a beating of their own as they lost to Buffalo by a final of 30-3. Should mention this, Bowling Green is 4-1 in MAC play, placing them one game behind Buffalo in the Eastern Division of the Mid-American Conference. Bowling Green and Buffalo, they'll get together the last regular season game for both of these squads as Bowling Green will have to make the trek
up to Buffalo on November 29th. And finally, scores involving top 25 teams of the Division 1A variety. On Thursday night, we saw a lot of shifting. Two pretty good games, one out of the Big 12, one out of the Pac-12. We start in the Big 12. Number 6, Baylor, coming away with a 41-12 victory over number 10, Oklahoma. Bears quarterback Bryce Petty had himself a nice game, 13-26 through the air for 204 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns, and 2 rushing touchdowns as well. And number 5, Stanford, meanwhile, beats number 3, Oregon, 26-20. Cardinal running back Tyler Gaffney had himself a game, 45 carries for 157 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown. Friday night, number 20 Louisville took care of business as the Cardinals dispatched Connecticut 31-10. And right now we have a couple of games going on, some noon affairs, if you will, of the Division 1A variety. Number 2, Florida State, taking care of business against Wake Forest. They're just about to go into halftime. The Seminoles leading the Demon Deacons 42-0 in that ballgame. Number 8, Missouri, possesses a 21-3 lead over Kentucky. 1:46 to go in the second quarter of that game. Number 4, Auburn, is trying to stave off the upset bid by Tennessee. The Volunteers trail the Tigers 34-20 with 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. And they're just about to go to halftime in Lubbock, Texas. Number 25, Texas Tech, trailing unranked Kansas State, 35-10. Here are the games that will be taking place later on today. Number 15, Texas A&M, hosting Mississippi State at 3:30. Number 24, Wisconsin, will go out a Big Ten play today as they welcome in the Cougars of BYU, beginning at 3:30. Number 22, Arizona State, will be on the road. They'll take on the Utah Utes, beginning at 4 o'clock. Number 14, Oklahoma State, will welcome in Kansas. Also, that game starting at 4 p.m. Number 11, Miami of Florida, in a big ACC showdown as they take on the Virginia Tech Hokies tonight down in South Florida at 7 o'clock. Number 21, Central Florida, will play host to Houston also at 7 p.m. At 8 o'clock, big SEC matchup. Number 1, Alabama, playing host to number 13, Louisiana State. Many people are picking Alabama to win this game as they go for their third consecutive national title. But keep this in mind, since 1997, Louisiana State is 6-2 against Alabama when the game is played in Tuscaloosa. Rounding out the top 25 action today, number 23 Notre Dame will go on the road to take on the Pittsburgh Panthers at 8 p.m. At 10, Arizona will play host to number 19 UCLA, and Wyoming will play host to number 16 Fresno State beginning at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Meanwhile, things looking pretty good for Ohio Dominican as they lead Lake Erie 41-14. We will get you back out to Panther Field to take a look at first half stats and get you ready for the second half of play. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Panthers football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This will be the last trip with our RV. Should we sell it, give it to the kids, or what?
Let's donate it. AM 820 takes any vehicle, including RVs.
Yeah, I heard about that new program. It's easy, towing's free, and we even get a tax break.
And we share the faith by supporting AM 820. I'll do it online at stgabrielradio.com as soon as we get home.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, fills the airwaves in Central Ohio around the clock. Plus, almost anywhere in Ohio during daylight hours. Whether you're in Findlay, Fairborn, or Fostoria, Lancaster, Lima, or Logan, Sydney, or Vandalia, commuters can listen to AM 820. Tune in to the quality Catholic teaching that inspires thousands of souls throughout Ohio. That's AM 820.
Hello, Ohio Dominican University Panther football fans. I am Father Thomas Blau, the chaplain of Ohio Dominican University. I'd like to welcome all of you to our Mass at 7 p.m. Sundays. Look for various Bible studies and times to get together. Stop by the chapel lobby to say hello and to see all that is going on. Join the momentum that is building at Ohio Dominican University.
For me, college was a chance to experience freedom and finally get out on my own. I was so excited that first day on campus, but quickly found myself faced with temptation. That's when I found St. Paul's Outreach. SPO showed me true freedom through Christ's love and called me on to share that love with other students on my campus. You can find that freedom too. SPO is at Ohio State, Ohio Dominican, and now West Virginia University. Find out more at spoweb.org. See you on campus!
to the Panthers Halftime Show. I'm Charlie Danis, Ohio Dominican leading Lake Erie by a 41-14 margin at the half. We're just about set to get ready for the second half of play. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale. And Todd, last week, Panthers offense struggled mightily to get anything going on that side of the ball. What a turn of events today.
Yeah, absolutely. Over 400 yards of total offense here in this first half, scoring on every possession and leading 41-14. And really, you know, they set the tone, Matt, by coming out and getting those two quick touchdowns, went up 14-0, playing with the lead. We talked about what the defense then was able to do in spite of giving up 14 points in the first half against this Lake Erie offense. You're almost happy with that. And, I mean, it's just been a flawless first half for the Panthers.
Yeah, right there in the first quarter, Lake Erie was kind of matching ODU punch for punch, but we were able to get some stops on defense. I mean, you remember, Todd, it was 21-14 at one point. We only held on to that narrow one-touchdown lead and, you know, kind of turned it on, got some stops on defense there in the second quarter as everything on our table gets blown away in this windy, windy game today. And get some stops on defense, get the ball back in the offense's hands. And the key was there, Todd, that, you know, we did score on every possession. We had four straight touchdowns, and then Brent Wally was called to duty and knocked a couple through on this windy day, a 47-yarder, and here we are at 41-14 against a team that was putting up almost 800 yards of offense last week against Walsh, and a record day in their record books. And we just got to keep doing the same thing in the second half. Got to keep the offense clicking and the defense getting their stops.
Just a real quick couple of numbers. Panthers leading total offense 407 to 176. The Panthers have 203 on the ground. Mark Nichols, 9 carries, 134, and 2 touchdowns, including one of 66. He's over 1,000 for the season. Brandon Schoen with 11 carries, 66 yards on the day, and a touchdown for ODU. Mark Miller, shockingly, 13 of 16 passing for 204 and 2 touchdowns. Abe Johnson, 5 catches. Des Stewart has 4 and a touchdown. Ronald McLeod, 3 catches, and Nate Weeks a catch for a touchdown as well. Brendan Gallagher, 17 of 22 passing for 142. He also leads them in rushing, 12 carries for 36 yards. Panthers defensively, Brad McCurdy leads the way with 7 tackles. DeAndre Harrison had a sack and 2 tackles for loss in the first half. 41-14, 2 minutes away from kickoff. Back to the studios. Charlie Danis.
Thank you very much, Todd. More action from Panther Field is coming your way after we come back from this commercial break. Remember, Ohio Dominican going for its 9th win of the 2013 season. Let's see if they can take care of business in the second half against Lake Erie. You've been listening to the Panthers Halftime Show here on your home for Ohio Dominican football, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University prepares you for a fulfilling career. ODU is ranked highly among Ohio's colleges in a recent survey that measured lifetime return on investment. Ohio Dominican is Central Ohio's only comprehensive Catholic Dominican University and offers more than 50 majors and graduate programs, including exercise science, sport management, and more. Through ODU's Evening Degree Accelerated Program, you can advance your career by attending class just one night a week. Apply today at ohiodominican.edu.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
All right, Panthers fans, we are ready for more football second half action coming your way from Panther Field as Ohio Dominican looks to improve to 9-0 here in the 2013 campaign against the Lake Erie Storm. Let's now send it back out to Todd Bell and Matt Natale for the start of the second half.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much as the Panthers have this lead here at halftime. And now it'll be interesting to see how second half goes. You obviously have done everything you can do possibly offensively in the first half. Your defense has been able to pick it up. I mean, do you just keep the accelerator going? Do you just try and score as many points as you can here today? Or do you try and slow things down, run a little clock, move the game along? We'll see how the Panthers attack things here in this second half.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
There we go. It'll be interesting to see their approach here. We were talking about a halftime, Todd, about how long that first half seemed like it took, and it did take a while, of course, when you're scoring that many points and whatnot. But, you know, two running backs, Brandon Schoen, Mark Nichols, both having good games today, and I would like to think we'll see a healthy dose of them in the second half. With running the ball to keep that clock running, you don't want to risk any injuries from any star players or anything like that as we head into the season, regular season finale next week. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what Lake Erie does. I mean, they were able to be efficient there on offense with their prolific offense with Brandon Gallagher under center and the bullpen of receivers that he has, but the defense, Ohio Dominican's defense, was able to clamp down a little bit there in the second half and kind of get them out of their rhythm, and in the meantime put up some more touchdowns and field goals on offense, and it's 41-14 as ODU is getting ready to kick it off.
And Wally will be kicking from our right to left, so the Panthers will have the wind in the third as the kickoff is away. This time a line drive kick that will bounce and roll and be fielded by Jackson on the run at the 1, near sideline 15. Stumbles his way out near the 17, maybe the 18-yard line. So Lake Erie will come out first down and 10 and have the football going left to right, down by a score of 41-14. And we will see this Storm offense back out there. Yeah, this is a team that was able to hang with a couple of the big boys in the conference in the GLIAC North as they hung with Ferris State this year, took them right down to the wire. But what has separated Ohio Dominican from just about everybody else in this conference has been the defense, as they only give up 16 points a game and rank 13th in the country in scoring defense. First down pass out to Van Fletteren, and a tackle will be made by Billy Akins out near the 24-yard line. But this is one of those days where you know you're just going to give up points, you're going to give up some yards. Unfortunately, again, the Panthers with a healthy lead right now, the defense can gamble a little bit. Second down after a pickup of about 6 on the pass to Van Fletteren. This is Anthony Bylaw, who has been slowed down today, and he'll have a carry out over the 30, and that'll be a first down. Well, Bylaw, basically non-existent in the first half. This is a guy who is averaging almost 6 yards a carry and had over 1,300 yards coming in. First down and 10 now for the Storm on offense. Going left to right, they will have it at the 31-yard line. Bylaw on the day now. He is, boy, that carry just got him up to right around 8 yards on the day. My goodness. First down and 10. And Gallagher will give to Bylaw. He'll sweep to his left. Ducks in, ducks back out. Gets to the corner. 35 out to the 40 and down at the 41-yard line. Gain of 9 for Anthony Bylaw on that carry. That was his 10th carry of the day. And prior to that, he had gained only 10 yards on the day.
Well, you got a little help there, Todd, from wide receiver Cole Gordon. Had a pretty nice handful of jersey on Brad McCurdy there.
Second down and a short one now coming up for the Storm. And it'll be Gallagher to throw. Pitches it out here to the near side. It'll be caught by Jackson out to midfield. Flag comes in from a mile away. And Jackson out of bounds at the Panther 45-yard line. But it appears this play is going to be coming back.
I think there was holding or blocking in the back or something going on. Didn't look right about that play when they swung it out here to the near side.
So officials are talking, and we'll see the infraction. It is going to be a hold against Lake Erie, so a pretty nice play out to Jackson is going to come back. So it'll be second down and 9 now as the ball comes all the way back to the 32-yard line. Panthers on top 41-14 with 13:15 to play in the third quarter. And Gallagher throws out to the left. It is caught by Chester. He's got a first down, and he's out to the 45-yard line. And they're back to this little short, quick passing game that had them moving the ball in the first quarter, but not as much in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, that might be one of the reasons why Gallagher's completion percentage is so high, 72% coming right into the game. And if the running game isn't working, we've been able to bottle that up and shut it down. I think we're going to see a lot of that in the second half.
On first down, speed option, Tommy Jackson going to be tripped up by Brad McCurdy. I don't know if there's a better tackler in the conference than Brad McCurdy. He was able to dive out there. He's 6'1", looks a little bigger than that, and got the legs of Jackson and brought him down.
Yeah, I mean, nice nose for the ball coming across the field like that. I mean, he's out there at the far hash mark is where he usually plays right here on defense, and came right across the field and was able to get the tackle.
Second down and 11 after the tackle for loss. Gallagher sprints to his left, now back to his right. They've got him and bring him down. Luke Carruthers with the sack, his first of his career. And the redshirt freshman out of Pickerington North will bring him down back at the 41-yard line.
You know, 6'3", 265-pound redshirt freshman, and had a half a tackle for the loss on the season. And there's another one, and this time it's a sack. So we saw that in the first half. They were able to sort of contain Brandon Gallagher after he was able to get big yardage on those runs.
Third down and 15. Panthers are coming. Gallagher throws, and Daquan Harris dives in front and knocks it down. The Lake Erie sideline begging for a pass interference, but what a defensive play by Daquan Harris.
Yeah, that was textbook defense there by Harris, getting out in front of the ball. I don't know. The play was coming this way, so maybe Lake Erie saw something on their sideline. Maybe he had some jersey or something, but from up here, it looked like a nice play. Got a hand on the ball, and now Lake Erie's forced to punt it away.
After a couple of first downs, the Storm now will get rid of it. And again, Tanner Wells will do the punting. He was able to do kind of a rugby-style punt in the first half, and he will try that again. And it'll be towards the Lake Erie sidelines, and not as well executed this time as it goes out of bounds on the far side, and they will spot it all the way up at the 40-yard line. So Ottominican will come back on offense for the first time here in the second half after totaling over 400 yards in the first half and scored on every possession. And now we'll take over first down and 10, and Mark Nichols will open up as the back here to start the second half. Again, 9 carries for 134 yards and 2 touchdowns for Nichols in half number one. Panthers right to left from the 40. Mark Miller on first down, rolls left side. Des Stewart unguarded, wow. 50, out to the Lake Erie 45, and tapped out of bounds right there. So that'll be 15 because they forgot to cover Des Stewart.
Right, and the not only was he wide open and uncovered, but that ball looked like a little bit of a like curveball or something with that wind flying around out there. Still able to reel it in and get the first down.
So from the 45-yard line, Panthers right to left. Miller standing on the midfield stripe, gives to Mark Nichols. Up into the hole. This time he's going to be slowed down. Still will fight forward as the pile will move forward to the 42-yard line. And the senior out of Newark Catholic will pick up about 3 on the play. Entering the contest today, Mark Nichols was 2nd on the career rushing list, over 2,000 yards. He was 3rd on the carries list and was 3rd on the rushing touchdowns list with 20 at the start of today. And he's added 2 more touchdowns to that total, as now Brandon Schoen will also join Nichols. They'll flank either side of Miller here on 2nd down and 7. Johnson and Stewart are McLeod out there at the receivers. Miller, play action pass all day. Home run ball. Abe Johnson wide open touchdown as he caught it on in stride at the goal line for a 42-yard touchdown strike.
I've got to credit the offensive line on that play, Todd. Mark Miller had all day back there in the pocket, and I kind of saw them streaking down the field, and Abe Johnson got that separation, and Miller was able to just stand up there in the pocket and launch it off his front foot and find Abe Johnson wide open for the touchdown.
And even with the wind, that's not as easy as a pass as you would think it would be, because I mean, he could have put that in the air and it would have landed over there in the neighborhood next door. Wally for the extra point. It is on the way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 10:37 to play now here in our third quarter. It is Ohio Dominican 48 and Lake Erie 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple of score updates from around the GLIAC. Finley leading Malone 21-14 with 8:45 to go in the third quarter. And business as usual for Saginaw Valley. They lead Northern Michigan 24-3 with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Already two passing touchdowns for Jonathan Jennings. Now back out to Panther Field where we rejoin Todd Bell and Nat Natale.
All right, Charlie, Panthers continue to score on every possession as they hit the home run ball. 42-yard touchdown pass play from Miller to Abe Johnson, the sixth receiving touchdown of the year for Abe. Panthers now lead 48-14 as Jackson backpedals into the end zone, receiving the kick, and they will bring the ball out to the 25-yard line. It'll be first and 10 now for Lake Erie. So the Panthers in style today in the home finale in the regular season. Now closing in on 500 yards of total offense and with 48 points, and there's still 25 minutes to play in the game.
How about that Finley Malone score there, Todd? That sounds like a pretty tight one. That's a little bit surprising on the scoreboard. But, yeah, back to our game. It's an offensive explosion. I never would have thought about them coming out like this after the inept offense performance
right
last week.
First down and 10 from the 25. Gallagher will throw. It'll be caught by Jackson at the 30, and then Nico Tanksley will make the tackle at the 31-yard line. So a gain of 6 on the play on the reception by Tommy Jackson. And with this, and the Panthers have been defensively this way all year, kind of the bend and don't break style of defense. It's kind of the way it is here against Lake Erie, as Jackson will catch a screen pass out on the left and a short gain. Another good open field tackle. This time Billy Akins will make it. Just short of the first down marker is Jackson. But we'll see Lake Erie get a first down, maybe a second one, and then the defense makes one play, puts them in a long situation, and that's when they've been able to tee off today. Third down and short. They'll stack two receivers to either side. Gallagher gives to Anthony Bylaw up into the hole. He's got the first down, but not by a lot. Ball came out, apparently. The Panthers say they have it. What's the officials say? Panthers are coming off the field, but none of the officials have signaled anything. They signal first down Lake Erie. Panthers were scrambling for the ball. Everybody just kind of looked at each other. The referee said that's first down Lake Erie.
And the entire defense came off the field.
So it'll be first down and 10 now for Lake Erie, just across the 35-yard line. And Brendan Gallagher, speed option left. Bylaw the catch of the pitch. He'll move to his left and be knocked out of bounds. Jordan Murph, among others, out there for the tackle for Ohio Dominican. Justin Bell was over there as well. And it'll be second down and 10 coming up now for Lake Erie. And again, that's their bread and butter is Anthony Bylaw. And when they can't get him going and you're relegated to just throwing the football, that becomes an issue. They average 270 yards rushing per game. Gallagher, after two play fakes, will throw, and it didn't complete. And again, it is Daquan Harris with the defense for ODU knocking it out of the hands of Chester.
Nice defense by Daquan Harris there, coming across the middle on that little streak play and getting a hand on the ball, not letting up with this 48-14 lead.
So third down and 10 from the 35. Gallagher takes the snap, throws over here to the near side for Van Fletteren, and it's off his fingertips again. And incomplete. And flying through the air with the greatest of ease was Cody Culbertson.
Yeah.
Almost got in there for a sack. And it'll be fourth down. And Lake Erie, after getting one first down, now will have to punt the football.
Yeah, you know, getting back to what you were saying about the running game, Todd, when they run that many for that many yards every game, they're going to have to abandon it at this point. Down by so much, 48-14, that's why we're seeing them throw the ball around. They just don't have the time to try to make a comeback here.
And Boyad out to punt. And And he will send it in the air. The wind will blow it towards the Lake Erie sideline. It'll roll over the 35-yard line, and Ohio Dominican will take over at their own 32. Change of possession, 9:14 to play here in the third quarter, and Ohio Dominican with the lead now of 48-14, and they will take over here again. They scored on every possession, 5 touchdowns, 2 field goals in the first half. They have a touchdown on their only possession here in the second half. And Mark Miller and the offense will come out onto the field. Johnson and Stewart, the receivers over here with McLeod over there. Jared Butler is in there at a H-back position, and Brandon Schoen in the backfield on first down and 10 from the 32. And it's Brandon Schoen sweeping to the left. Perrin Cunningham leading the way, and Schoen will be drug out of bounds at the 36, 37-yard line. That's a gain of 5, and boy, it's good to see those big offensive linemen out there just chugging and leading the way, and Brandon Schoen wasn't touched until he was tackled.
Yeah, it's another one of those stretch plays where you got to run towards the end zone, and all the guards and tackles and everybody are pulling this way, and you got to just try to hit the edge and turn on that extra gear. Got about 5 or 6 on that.
Second down and
5.
We'll call it 5 coming up now with both backs in there, Schoen and Nichols. And they'll play action pass again. Miller going to throw Brandon Schoen out of the backfield. 45, and he dropped the ball. Mark Miller would have had about 8,000 yards passing today, except for 2 big drops, one by McLeod and that one by Schoen. Oh, boy.
I had Des Stewart wide open as well.
And Mark's trying to spread the love around a little
bit. There you go. He'll get some Brandon Schoen some receiving yards. He was chatting at halftime with one of the coaches, and he only needed about 128 yards coming into the second half for 1,000 this year. And
you'd have 2 backs go over 1,000 on the same day. That would be kind of fitting. Third down play now. Panthers are going to need the 42 for a first down. On this third down conversion, the Storm are coming. They pick it up. Miller throws to a wide-open Abe Johnson, 45 of Lake Erie, and down to the 39-yard line. He made that throw look extremely easy, and that'll be 25 on the play.
I don't know if it's gotten worse or what, but it seems a little bit windier here in the second half than it was in the first half, which is hard to believe. But it certainly feels that way up here on the press box.
Panthers are now 7 out of 9 on third downs today. First down from the 39-yard line of Lake Erie, leading 48-14. And the give is up the middle. And not sure which back is out there. Is it Schoen or Nichols? We'll let him unpile. It's Mark Nichols. And he'll pick up 5 or 6 on the first down play. They're calling for wind gusts of up to 30 miles per hour. They've at least hit that.
Yeah, easily. Easily.
And I haven't seen a plane take off in hours.
That's probably a good thing, considering we're right underneath them.
Normally they fly over top on Saturday afternoons, but they must be flying a different direction today.
They're flying wherever the wind's blowing.
Second down and 5, and it's Nichols sweeping right. Solomon out in front. Nichols hurdles some guys, and he's down at the 30, and now a penalty marker comes in at the end of the play. And I think somebody's going to get tagged for a hold here against ODU. Would have been third and short. And it'll likely be second and long now coming up.
It's kind of a late flag. If it was a holding, it looked like the play was already over. He got stretched out to the far sideline, but it appears that that's what it's going to be.
So we'll be holding against ODU. Nichols will check out. A little hobbled over here on the sideline. Brandon Schoen will replace him. Ball comes back to the 44-yard line. So, instead of third down at about 2, it's second down and 15 now for ODU. Ronald McLeod, Des Stewart, wide receivers to the left. Casey Williams is out there for ODU. He'll split to the right now, and Schoen will line up right on the hip pocket of Mark Miller. Out of the pistol formation on second down and 15 from the Lake Erie 44-yard line. Miller takes the knee-high shotgun snap, steps up in the pocket. Another deep ball for Des Stewart, who got tackled at the 5. And it's incomplete with no penalty flags down. And it'll be third and 15.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave that alone. It's 48-14.
That's true.
I'll leave that one alone.
But, yeah, I'm talking about trying to get used to other officiating crews. I don't know what that was, but looks like they left it alone as well, too.
So third down and 15 coming up now for Ohio Dominican. They will need to get to the 29-yard line of Lake Erie here for a first down. Again, shown right behind Mark Miller. Storm with five on the defensive line. Miller takes the snap, drops back, steps to his right, looks downfield, throws over the middle to Johnson, who didn't make the catch. I'll correct that. That was Ronald McLeod right at the first down marker, didn't hold on. And so the punting unit will come out onto the field for the first time today for ODU.
That was kind of an odd series there with that holding call and then the no call down here with the what we both of you and I thought was pass interference. And
but that quickly goes to show how you can stunt your own offense. Remember, you had the drop pass by Schoen that might have gone for a touchdown
earlier
on in the possession, and then a holding play takes you out of your field position. And next thing you know, Mikey Snyder's out there to punt the football away for the first time. Sophomore out of Northmont High School will kick the bottom of the football, and it'll end over end into the air and take a Panther roll inside the 15-yard line, and Dominic Clegg will down it right there. 6:57 to play here in quarter number three, and Ohio Dominican leading 48-14 now over the Lake Erie Storm. And we will see Lake Erie come out onto the field here for the third time in this third quarter. Next Saturday, we'll wrap up the regular season at Fawcett Stadium in Canton as Ohio Dominican will take on the Malone Pioneers. This is a little different today. Panthers having senior day today. And the last home game, the last 2 years, Ohio Dominican has wrapped up the season at home. Two seasons ago, it was against the Indianapolis Greyhounds. As Gallagher will hand it off to Anthony Bylaw, and he's ran into four Panthers, and he's dropped right at the line of scrimmage. And then last season, wrapping up the season at home against Malone in the final game. So this year, not only senior day and the final home game a week before the season ends, but the anticipation of still having at least another game played on this field this year. Second down and 10. Gallagher rolls to the left. Now looks over the middle. Good catch, man. Fluttering at the 29-yard line. That'll be a gain of 15 and a first down. That was a good throw and catch.
Also recognizing our veterans today, Todd, with Veterans Day on Monday. And nice to see those folks out here today taking in some Panther football.
First down from the 29-yard line. Lake Erie in the all-white going left to right. Speed option to Tommy Jackson. Dropped the pitch, picked it back up, and then Brad McCurdy will bring him down at the 27-yard line. Boy, that was a fortuitous bounce to Tommy Jackson as it came right back to him. It is basketball season, and that oblong football took a basketball bounce right to him. No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
It's interesting watching Lake Erie warm up before the game. They were running drills where one of the coaches was rolling balls down to the field to the players to try to field them.
Here's Gallagher. Fake handoff, fake pump. Now throws, and Schickler's got the catch at midfield. There is a penalty marker down. Schickler is going to be brought down from behind at the 15-yard line. Now, there was some separation between Schickler and Daytuan Harris, the defender, and let's see who this penalty is going to be called on.
This might be Schickler, Todd. I think he pushed off at Daytuan, and
well, looks like it's going to be against ODU. One of those ones where we see it happen late.
Yeah.
All we see is the separation, and it's possible that Harris was trying to interfere and fell down, and that's what it's going to be. So the Panthers will get called for the penalty here. Big completion to Andrew Schickler, and they've got it first down inside the Panther 15-yard line. So Schickler, a junior who was one of their top receivers coming in, has a touchdown today. Now they line up with their four linemen to the right. And the Panthers will catch a mini break here because the chains weren't set yet. And they might also have a clock issue right now. And again, all Lake Erie has is the center at the line of scrimmage. They have Schickler, a wide receiver, to the left. They have three backs, including and also the quarterback in the backfield in kind of an inverted wishbone, if you will. They ran this earlier in the first half, and it really didn't work. So first down, Gallagher now will throw to the left side, and it's almost intercepted by Akins. It's incomplete. Between Tiffin and their zone read kick return offense that they have. I liked how you labeled that last week, by the
way. Zone read kick return.
I like that.
Yeah.
And this formation that's now 0 for 2 for Lake Erie. It'll be second down and 10. They'll stack three receivers to the right, and they'll give to Anthony Bylaw, who runs right into Nico Tanksley, who forced him to the outside, and then Bylaw made a terrible decision of going airborne, and Martavius Lewis, among others, was there to send Bylaw head over heels. And then behind the plate, we've got a penalty marker down as a rare instance of the Panthers kind of losing their cool a little bit. I think it was Justin Bell who got tangled up with one of the Storm players, and a penalty marker has come out. You'd never hear boo out of Justin Bell.
No.
During the course of a game. The senior out of Groveport, Madison, who is the defensive leader for the Panthers.
I think he was drawing a little bit there with Tom Jackson.
Yeah, let's get our call from the official. And the penalty is going to go against Lake Erie.
Huh.
So whatever Van Fleteren and Justin got into, the officials deemed that Van Fleteren was the guilty party, and the penalty will go backwards against Lake Erie. And it'll come, this will be a huge one. So they go from what would have been second down, I guess it would have been third down, wouldn't it? Been third down from around the 14-yard line.
Yeah.
The ball comes all the way back to the 31, so it's third down and 27 back at the 31-yard line. And they're not trying a field goal from here. I can guarantee you that. Gallagher takes the shotgun. Panthers rush four. Harrison being mugged. There's no call. Gallagher throws it away. And Dwayne Clemens knocks Gallagher down. And I don't know how a holding penalty wasn't called there. And that, I'll tell you, it's kind of what I'm talking about, what we hit on earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the few amount of penalties called in this conference by officials, that's something that did not need to be let go right there. I mean, that should have been called, and now it is fourth down and forever, and Lake Erie will obviously go for it here. Gallagher takes it. Panthers are blitzing. Gallagher swarmed under and sacked by DeAndre Harrison again back at the 38-yard line, and the Panthers will take over on down.
Sweet redemption there for DeAndre. I mean, you could hear the crowd's displeasure in the no call on that previous play on third down where, I mean, they could have seen that holding from Dayton, I think, and you know, sweet redemption for DeAndre Harrison, able to get back there, and appropriate, too, with the way the game has gone and the type of game he's been having. He's been living in that backfield of Lake Erie, and, you know, it's good to see that, go down and get the chance to get the ball back.
Second sack of the day for DeAndre gives him 9.5 for his career, and here is Brandon Schoen on first down. Shifty little run's going to pick him up about 4 on the first down play. Clock at 4:52 to play in the third quarter, and Ohio Dominican leads 48-14 as they try and advance their record now to 9-0 on the season. They have already clinched the GLIAC South Championship. Miller gives to Schoen, second down, and nowhere to go this time. That play got bottled up behind the line of scrimmage, and Brandon managed to pick up a yard. It'll be third down and 5. Right now, they are in a overall GLIAC lead with Saginaw Valley. If the two teams run the table, they will be co-champions of the GLIAC. There is no trophy, if you will, for the South and North winners, respectively. Just kind of get to say you won the South if you want to do that. Or you could be like Wayne State and have a trophy made downtown and put in your trophy case that you won the North. Third down and 5, and Miller will roll this time. Near side, floats it out for Abe Johnson, but he's out of bounds. He caught the ball, and but was out of bounds. And Miller was pressured as he was throwing, or he couldn't quite get himself set there. And first time today, Ohio Dominican will go 3 and out.
Is that a shot at Wayne State there?
Yes, absolutely, without a question. That was a shot at the Warriors in Detroit. So fourth down. And Mikey Snyder is out to punt here for ODU. The clock stopped at 3:55 to play. Panthers now shifting a little bit on the line. And Hayes snaps it back, and a ball sent skyward by Snyder and will be fair caught by Chester back at the 24-yard line. 3:49, we've only had one score here in the third quarter. It was by the Panthers extending a halftime lead from 41-14 out to 48-14. And now Lake Erie will take over at their own 25-yard line. First down going left to right into this hefty wind.
Seen just about everything here today on offense and defense, and penalties and no calls and things. Ready to see a turnover?
I'm all for it. Thought we had one a possession or two ago, but
yep.
Panthers had the ball, ran off the field, and then the official said it was first down. First down and 10 here. Anthony Bylaw the carry, and he's going to move his way over the 25-yard line at a short gain on first down for Anthony Bylaw. I mean, this defense continues to shine as Bylaw now 15 carries for 21 yards on the day. Second down coming up. Two receivers here to the near side, two to the left as well for Brendan Gallagher, who will throw it over here. And that one is caught out to the 30 and to the 32-yard line as Billy Kroom on the catch. And short of the first down by a couple, so third down and two now for the offense of Lake Erie. First time we've seen Kroom on a catch today. He returned a kick earlier in the contest.
It's got to be about eight receivers that Brandon Gallagher has
talked to
today. Yeah.
Gallagher gives to Bylaw and nowhere to go. He is well short of the first down as you had the duo there of Cody Culbertson in there on the tackle for ODU. And boy, it is not often I got to go to the roster.
Yeah.
Jalen Guevara back out there. Jalen's had some run. He's on my depth chart. I just overlooked him. There he is. He's played some backup defensive line, especially a couple of weeks ago when everybody on that line was getting banged up. And a three and out back the other way. And the Storm back out to punt again. And again, they will switch out their punters. And kicking it is going to be Tanner Wells. Line drive that Justin Bell will watch bounce past him. He'll retreat and pick it up back at the 20-yard line. Can he get to the corner? Got a big block, and a penalty is down. And Justin Bell will be tackled at the 31-yard line. And a penalty is going to be thrown on Jordan Murph. The Lake Erie player is still down. And that's going to end up being, I'm assuming, a targeting or a blow towards the upper body.
It looked pretty clean to me, Todd. I mean, he came around and kind of lowered the shoulder, but didn't look like he really went after the head or anything like that. But, sheesh. I mean, you could hear the crowd's reaction to that hit. And targeting there, you had it, Todd. To the displeasure of the Panthers faithful and...
The Lake Erie player is still down.
And that, I'll tell you, that training staff ran out there about as quick as possible. And, you know, it was a nice hit. Football fans love to see that. But hopefully the Lake Erie player is okay. He's still down and got a trainer kind of leaned over him, talking into his face mask. And
unfortunately, that is a player ejection as well. We saw that last year when Nico Tanksley, or not, I beg your pardon, Martavius Lewis on a hit on a Walsh quarterback that none of us thought was severe enough to garner an ejection. To kind of describe it, it's the play you've seen a million times. It's the blind side block.
Right.
And in today's football, you just can't do it. You know, it's a few years ago was just a clean football play and a big time block that got you a highlight on TV. Now it
gets you kicked out of the game.
Yeah, it does. It gets you removed from the contest. And fortunately for Lake Erie, Austin Hoflick, who was the intended Storm player, is able to walk off under his own power. Coach Connolly had gone out to check on him as well. So, it'll be Ohio Dominican backed up near its own 12-yard line. Whether you think it's the correct call or not, it's what you cannot do in football in 2013. You just can't do it.
And now we've got our backup defensive end out of the game, Jordan Murph, 6'1", 225 sophomore out of Cincinnati Withrow, has made his way to the locker room.
First down for the Panthers, and here's Brandon Schoen, and he'll carry up into the hole over the 10. Back out across the line of scrimmage, so a short gain on the play for Brandon Schoen. 1:50 and counting here in our third quarter, and Ohio Dominican leads by a score of 48-14. see how much longer in this ball game that the Panthers starters are out there today. Second down and nine. Miller with both Nichols and Schoen will give to Brandon, and he'll sweep to the right side. Cuts up field over the 15, and he'll be stopped right about there, so a short gain here. And I mean, we're certainly seeing the Panthers have toned down the offense here from what it was in the first half, as sticking a little bit more to the ground attack, trying to run the clock a little bit with a 48-14 advantage here in the third quarter. And now you're looking at a third down and six play coming up for ODU. Mark Nichols will check out of the lineup. Panthers will have McLeod right, Johnson slot left, Stewart over here to the near sideline. Weeks in there as the H-back. Miller will roll this direction. He will throw for Abe Johnson on the run. Got the catch and out of bounds for a first down. Boy, you've got two elements there going against your body for Mark Miller and then throwing into that gusting wind. And well, we could see it perfectly. Yeah. It was on line with us how much that ball moved, and he made a perfect strike to Abe Johnson.
Yeah, nice concentration by Abe, too. I mean, credit to him with that ball kind of swirling around out there to keep his hands on it and tuck it in and get the first down.
First down and 10, Ohio Dominican from our right to left with the wind at the 25-yard line. And Miller throws over here to Dez Stewart. Dez breaks a tackle up the sideline and out of bounds near the 39-yard line. Boy, the defender gambled. That is Stacy Woodford. And he's lucky the rest of the troops got over there and prevented that from being a long touchdown run for Dez Stewart.
Yeah, and, you know, on the previous play, you got to credit Dez Stewart. They had Stewart and Johnson here on the near side. And on the snap, Johnson kind of ran a streak route and drew the defense off to open up Abe Johnson.
First down and 10 from the 38-yard line. And Miller looking down the left sideline for Dez Stewart. He's out there. He's got it. It's a foot race. He'll outrun Woodford to the end zone for a touchdown. 62 yards. Miller to Dez Stewart, his second of the day. One-on-one coverage over here, and that was an easy pitch and catch.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'll put anybody in the GLIAC on secondary, their speed up against Dez Stewart, because he just got that separation. And, you know, Mark Miller, all he had to do was float it out there and make sure he hit him in stride. And, you know, nice pass by Mark Miller. Dez Stewart didn't have to break stride whatsoever. And 62 yards later, it's 54-14 with the PAT coming up.
And that was also the last play of the third quarter, as Wally's extra point is up, and it is good. We have played three quarters. Timeout on the field. Our score, it is now Ohio Dominican 55 and Lake Erie 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Davis back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A pair of GLIAC games have just gone to halftime. Ashland leading Tiffin 21-7, and Michigan Tech possesses a 10-7 lead over Hillsdale at halftime. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you. As we get set to start the fourth quarter of play, and Ohio Dominican with the lead now of 55-14. Panthers now with 594 yards of total offense today, 292 on the day for Lake Erie. And you would have, I would have at least, lost a lot of money today. Mark Miller is now 19 of 26 for 370 yards passing. I wouldn't have lost that bet on Wednesday. About 10 o'clock today, I would have. This kickoff is away. It'll be fielded by Kroom on the far side and then goes out of bounds. And Dez Stewart now with seven catches, 174 yards and two touchdowns. And Abe Johnson's got eight catches for 127 yards today to go along with Mark Nichols' 142 yards rushing on the afternoon.
You know, one of the stats here, Todd, we just got the stat sheet from the scoring drive. Lake Erie has had the ball 22 minutes and 36 seconds, and ODU has had it 22 minutes and 24 seconds. So pretty even there on the time of possession. However, it is not even on the scoreboard.
No, it is not. And there was a penalty against Ohio Dominican at the end of the kick return as well. And Coach Conley, yet again, beside himself as to the call at the end of that play. 2 seconds into the fourth, and Brendan Gallagher will run option on first down with nobody to pitch to, and Brad McCurdy will bring him down at the Lake Erie, I'm sorry, the ODU 49-yard line. Gain of three on the play for Gallagher.
That could be the Lake Erie 51-yard line. It's to that point.
It could be. Second down from the 49. Jackson goes in motion. Gallagher will swing it out to him on the right. Makes the catch, turns up field, got a first down and out of bounds near the 41. So Lake Erie will move the chains here with 14:26 to play. And you know the defense would still like to keep them out of the end zone here in the second half and hold them to 14. That would lower their scoring defense. They're giving up 16 now. And to be able to hold Lake Erie to what would be their lowest scoring total of the year as this pass is going to be thrown and caught over on the far side. And the catch by Chester. So it'll be another first down as they're able to move the chains. I'm afraid to get out any paperwork because I don't know where it'll land if I won't hang on to it here. First down and 10, and they hand off to Bylaw. Up the middle with some room this time. Cuts back at the 15 and down at the 13-yard line by Justin Bell. The fewest points scored in a game by Lake Erie this year has been 35 when they went to Wayne State and won. And they're right now sitting on 14, but threatening as they get inside the 15-yard line. First down and 10. Brendan Gallagher will look to throw. Zips it over the middle, and it's incomplete. And no penalty flag again as Daquan Harris able to reach around and bat that ball away from Schickler.
Yeah, Daquan having a really nice game today there on defense. And about his third batted ball here in just the second half alone. And you know, a little bit of size mismatch there, but he's able to get a hand in there and knock it down and keep them out of the end zone.
Second down and 10 now, football to 13. Gallagher rolls this way, penalty marker is down, throw out here to the outside is incomplete. I think they blew this play dead. I think we had a false start against Lake Erie, and we did. Lake Erie's totals this year, 36, 56, 35, 51, 62, 48, 55, 48, and 63.
Yet they were 3-6 coming in, so it's, you know, a little bit deceiving there. They've had to score a lot of points to try to keep up with opponents, to try to get wins. Unfortunately for Lake Erie, they've been on the other side of that on the scoreboard and putting up a lot of points, but you got to play defense.
5-yard penalty makes it second down now and 15 for Lake Erie. And Gallagher, after a fake, will throw this left side and incomplete again. Looking for Van Fletteren, and Brad McCurdy was out there with the coverage. Really nowhere for Gallagher to throw the football. He is now 26 out of 38 for 271 on the day. Nowhere near the 72% completion rate that he has had throughout the year. And one would go, well, look at the elements. Well, look at the other guy from the other side.
Right.
He's throwing in the same wind. Third down play, Gallagher. Panthers are blitzing, and Gallagher goes down. Sacked back at the 21-yard line. And you can just pick anybody. There was about four Panthers who got in there. And another sack for ODU, who came in tied for second in the conference with 28 sacks. That's got to be four or five today.
And I think my depth chart here is officially needs to be retired for the day.
Lake Erie on fourth down will go for it. They complete the pass to Schickler, but he is going to be stopped well shy of the first down. Harris and Culbertson and Shields over there on the tackle, and Lake Erie will turn the ball over on downs. So Ohio Dominican will get it with 12:55 to play here in the fourth quarter. I told you before the game, have nothing out on the table, and you have stuff from three games ago out.
It's research.
Well, that's why you research during the week when it's less windy, my friend. Ye who wanted to kneel on the ball. Some trusty sidekick you are, Marky. From the 12. And the Panthers will change out some players here as the day is done for Mark Miller and Mark Nichols and Brandon Schoen. And Senior quarterback Kevin Hattrick will come in for the Panthers, and he'll turn and hand to senior Ron L. Spates, who will move up into the hole and be brought down by Marcus Rogers. Kevin Hattrick out of Houston, Texas, in his second year with the Panther program, a transfer from junior college out in California, and out there for the Panthers now. And again, Ron L. Spates, senior out there. We saw him earlier in the ball game. And looking across the line, pretty much the offensive line right now is still intact. Second down coming up. Looks like T.J. Gillis is out there at center right now for ODU, so one change on the offensive line. Second down and four. And Hattrick will take the shotgun snap, gives to Spates, covers the ball with two hands up into the hole to the 23 right at the first down marker. And it looks like the Panthers will move the chains with 12:05 to play here, so they get an initial first down on this series. So second down, or first down, I should say, from the 23. A day in which the offense has primarily provided all of the points. Brent Wally with a couple of more field goals, adding already to his single season total. He's got 20 made field goals now for Ohio Dominican, and he also now owns the GLIAC record for field goals made in a season, as this is handed off to Ron L. Spates, and he'll be slammed to the ground. And second down coming up. Looks like Jake Cornett may be in there on the tackle that time for Lake Erie. But I mean, think about that. Brent Wally with two more made field goals today gives him now 19 in GLIAC play, which is a new conference record for field goals made, and he's still got one more week to go.
That's right.
Second down. Remember, the Panthers played one fewer GLIAC contest this year than they should have played with the desertion of Notre Dame from the conference after being in it for 1 year and decided they had had enough. Second down and nine, and Ron L. Spates, good blocking, sweep left side, big gainer over the 35 into the 39-yard line, and a 15-yard run for Ron L. Spates. And boy, Gion Selman over there on the right-hand side, another junior, and he was a game day captain a couple of weeks ago. Jake Brandt, just two seniors sealing off the right side of the line that time. Huge hole.
Yeah, and it's nice to see Ron L. Spates getting into the mix and getting some positive yards, as we talked about earlier in the game, and his path here through Ohio Dominican University. It's good to see him get some positive yards and keep running the ball like this to run the clock out. Hopefully we can get him into the end zone.
10:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. Ron L. has a rushing touchdown this year. And Hattrick will give to Ron L. coming right side again. Spates cuts up field over the 40 and fights forward to the 42-yard line. I believe that touchdown for Ron L. came in that amazing Saturday afternoon against Grand Valley.
That's right.
That really set the tone for the rest of this season. And it's interesting now to, as we've advanced about another 5 weeks, 6 weeks since that game, or six games since then, as to what we had said then, what it would mean to win that game. That was some call, the biggest win. Well, it means nothing if you don't finish out the season and let that propel you.
Right. And
to,
so far,
to where
so
the
good.
Team has gone now, yeah.
Yeah, been taking care of business week in and week out after that.
Second down and six, Spates on the left side. Nice head of steam, 45, midfield to the Lake Erie 45, to the 40 as he sidesteps another defender down to the 36-yard line. 23 yards for Ron L. Spates, and they will give him a breather here, and Brandon Schoen will replace him in the lineup. Boy, nice run for Spates right there.
Yeah, nice blocking up front there in between the tackles as the hole opened up, and he was able to slip through for a big yardage, and got Brandon Schoen back in there now, giving Spates a little bit of a breather.
I think Ron either lost his shoe or it came untied because Mark Nichols is tying his shoe for him.
That's teamwork.
That's right. Next man up. Who's tying my shoe?
Teamwork makes the dream work.
First down. Let's go Mets. Here is Brandon Schoen off to the right side, out to the 32-yard line. Nice little 1986 reference right there. Oh, boy.
Metropolitan.
8:40 and counting. This is the danger of a blowout, folks. We never know where this train's going to go.
Ratings gold. Ratings gold.
Second down and six now for ODU. Ron L. Spates back out there with a newly laced shoe. Nick McKnight and Ronald McLeod to the left. Casey Williams over here to the near side. Perrin Cunningham has also come out of the Panther offensive line. Kyle Thurgeld should be the one that's out there. Second down and six. And Hattrick going to roll to the left, going to let him throw one. He's got McKnight. Catch, first down, 25-yard line of Lake Erie. A little six-yard gainer as Hattrick throws his first pass of the year, and it's completed.
Good to see Hattrick in there in the mix, I believe. Last year, maybe it was against Lynchburg in the first game of the season, Virginia Lynchburg. He got a touchdown in that game.
They're running, running way touchdown. Back. Yeah, it was a long run. Jake Brandt, staple on that right tackle position, made his 41st start today. Just was replaced by Josh Bushby, a sophomore out of Thornville. Panthers starting to weed out the seniors as Hattrick will give to Ron L. Spates. Nice little cutback again, 20, and to the 19-yard line. So a gain of six on the first down run for Ron L. Spates. Aaron Stevens is also out there at tight end, freshman from Ironton, as guessing Nate Weeks' day is complete. Senior caught a touchdown pass here today. ODU looking to the sideline for the play here on second down. We'll call it 5 yards to go with 7:10 to play in our fourth quarter, and the Panthers comfortably ahead, 55-14. Hattrick gives Spates, sweeps left again, cuts back to 20 and down right there. Maybe lose a yard or so on the play, and it'll be third down coming up for ODU.
Yeah, running that run play out to the left. Looked like Ron L. might have lost his footing a little bit. Might need Mark to lace him up again.
On a windy but sunshine-filled Saturday afternoon. Great crowd here for Senior Day today. Just standing room only has become the norm here for the Panthers. And everybody hoping that, at the very least, there's one more home game to be played. Third down and six here for ODU. Kevin Hattrick will roll to his right, throws. It'll be caught by McLeod, and he's down at the 14-yard line, and that will be a first down. Good throw for Hattrick, who says, I finally get in a game, and I got to throw into a hurricane-type wind here. But he makes the completion for the first down, as senior Gion Selman will come out of the lineup, and sophomore Reed D'Antonio will replace him. And Selman will come out, the senior right guard for ODU. First down and 10 Panthers now. Let's see if they can finish off this drive. Football inside the 15-yard line. ODU, one of the top red zone teams in the GLIAC. Hattrick gives to Spates. Nice little cut back to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Ron L. Spates. How about that? 15 yards for the senior out of Cleveland. And the Panthers advance the lead 61-14.
Yeah, I credit that entire drive to Ron L. Todd. I mean, he... With the catalyst there on that scoring drive, picking up a lot of yards, and credit the offensive line for opening up the holes for him. But, you know, it's good to see the senior there get in the end zone on senior day and extend this lead 61-14 with PAT pending.
You knew darn well that that was the main goal on that drive, was to get Ron L. Spates into the end zone, as Justin Boncheck will come out to try the extra point for ODU. Backup place kicker, and it is good, but... There's a marker down. I think Lake Erie jumped offside. So, timeout on the field. 5:45 to play in the game. 62-14, Panthers on top on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
This is Charlie Davis back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studios. Right now, they're just about to start the third quarter. Glenville State leading Walsh 26-10, and Finley looking to put the finishing touches on a win over Malone. They lead the Pioneers 35-21 with 1:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Now back out to Panther Field, where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you, as Justin Boncheck will kick it away. As Datewan Harris will hold it, and Boncheck will squib it along the ground. This will be picked up by Van Flutteren to the Panther sideline and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. 12 plays, 88 yards, 7 minutes and 10 seconds. That was exactly what they wanted right there. And then Ron L. Spates finishing it with his second touchdown of the season and the ninth of his career here at ODU. And the Panthers lead now 62-14.
Got a drive like that, Todd. Sorry, it's just with the doctor ordered late game and big lead like that, you just kind of want to pound the ball, get some first downs, run as much time off of that clock as possible. Hopefully no one gets injured and take home the win.
So it'll be first down and 10 Lake Erie, and they've got their primary starters still out there. As Brendan Gallagher on first down will look to throw deep down the middle for Van Fleteren, and it was almost intercepted. Marquise Tyus, freshman from Lakewood, was back there and almost had an interception.
There was about six guys in the area where the ball was thrown, Todd, about three Lake Erie players and three ODU players, and Gallagher thrown into a lot of traffic on that one.
5.5 to go in the game. Second down, and they hand off up the middle, and this is Thomas, I believe. Or is it Donnie Etman? Is it 22 or 27? Gain of about six. It'll be third down, and they unpile, and that is junior Donnie Etman on the carry. Panthers, if they get the ball back, are 21 yards short of a record for yards in a game. They're sitting at 682 right now. Third down, throw out to the right. That is going to be caught. And down at the 40-yard line is DeMarco Rojas. Good throw, Gallagher. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Storm with 5 minutes to go in the game. 62-14 Panthers. ODU, barring two scores, are going to finish short of the record for points in a game, which is 71. And it'll be Etman on the carry up the middle. And he'll be brought down on the play. As we got some new bodies out there defensively for the Panthers. And that tackle was made by Travis Mims, a redshirt freshman. Second down coming up after the gain of six. And a handoff again. Etman straight up the middle. And a gain that's going to give them a first down here. Pickup of about four. So they will move the chains. Wind hasn't died down one bit, has it? First down and 10 Lake Erie from our right to our left with 4:14 to play in the second half. And it'll be Gallagher to keep this time. Fakes the pitch up the middle 20 to the 15. Gets to the sideline to the 10 and out of bounds right there. So Shavon Fitzgerald will tap him out. And Lake Erie on the verge of putting one into the end zone here.
Yeah, it's pretty much the first time that that play's kind of worked for them today, and of course it's against our second stringers, but
for the most part,
I
see about one starter out there, and it's a senior right now, maybe two. Speed option to Etman off to the right.
Ooh.
And Grant Jones will upend him. Another one of the seniors for the Panthers today, and it'll be second down coming up now for Lake Erie. Coaches have evaded us to our left. Well, most of the offensive coaches are gone. As they're able to go down on the field and enjoy the day with their offensive players. Gallagher fakes the pitch, now rolls back to his right. Nobody to throw to, so he'll just loft it into the end zone and out of play. And that was pretty well defensed. Nico Tanksley out there along with Tyus. Boy, they could have been fooled on that play. They were step for step with the receiver.
And no one bit on that one. And having a hard time here trying to get it in the end zone, Lake Erie is.
And the Panthers are going to burn a timeout. We'll pause as well with 3:20 to play through fourth quarter, 62-14 ODU. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
The
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. 10:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Grand Valley State leading Wayne State 31-14 in that game. And Saginaw Valley in cruise control at this point. They lead Northern Michigan 38-3 with 13:03 to go in the third quarter. Let's now send it back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Third down play coming up. Third and goal now for Lake Erie. Late fourth quarter. Gallagher going to throw to the left side of the end zone for Jackson. He's got it and a touchdown. So Jackson from Gallagher for 7 yards, and the Storm will tack one on here late in the fourth quarter. 3:16 to play.
Did you go for two here?
No. What does the play chart say when it's in the fourth quarter, the wind's blowing 35 miles per hour, and you trail 62-20? Is
it? Nail on it.
Does it say, just go straight to kickoff. So they will come out and try the point after. There's a good Lake Erie crowd here today, by the way. Never got a chance to drop that in there, but they certainly filled their side of the stands. Over on the far side, and Galbraith to try the extra point. Low, Panthers almost got a hand on it, but it is good. Timeout on the field with 3:16 to play in the game. Ohio Dominican 62, Lake Erie 21 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is Charlie Dance from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. We have a final. Ferris State defeats Northwood 42-10. Another great day for Jason Vanderlane, the Bulldogs quarterback. 3 passing touchdowns, also 2 rushing touchdowns on the day. Back out to Panther Field. Let's rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Jason Vanderbeek, quarterback here at Ferris State. Enjoyed calling him all season long. Boy, what a great season he is having. The two quarterbacks at Ferris State and Saginaw Valley are just having monster years. And the Panthers not facing either of those teams this year, at least for now.
For now.
Kickoff is away, end over end, and Mark Nichols will watch it bounce out of bounds over on the far side. So the Panthers will come out and have it at the 35-yard line. And I say for now because depending on how things go, Saginaw Valley could be making a trip to Sunbury Road in about 3 weeks. Could be.
Could be.
Lots to go, though. How big? That game next Saturday between Saginaw Valley and Grand Valley is going to have so many implications. Saginaw Valley will be trying to, first off, finish off the season and finish in a potential first-place tie with Ohio Dominican if the Panthers take care of business next week at Malone for the GLIAC Championship and become co-champions. They would then solidify their spot in the Division II playoffs, and they would then also be playing for a home game in the first round of the playoffs, as the Panthers will have it at the 35-yard line with 3:16 to go, and the handoff is to Ronnell Spate, still in there for ODU, and he'll carry to the 39-yard line. So that game next week, Saginaw Valley, Grand Valley, that's going to be a very intriguing one.
Yeah, there's a lot hinging on that in terms of the playoff picture, and, you know, we've kind of talked about it the last couple weeks with Saginaw Valley, how we might match up with them because they put up such gaudy numbers, and, you know, to have a common opponent like Grand Valley, it'd be interesting to see that film.
Second down and 5, football at the 39-yard line. Patrick trying to let some time run down here as he takes the snap, gives off to Ronnell Spates. He's to the 40 and dives forward to the 45. That'll be another Panther first down. That game, by the way, will be at Grand Valley and a rare day game. They usually play their home games at night, so that'll be a 1 o'clock game that'll kick off an hour after our game. We will be underway at Malone at noon next Saturday. So first down for Ohio Dominican football at the 45-yard line, and they pick up 10 yards, and if they don't hand it off and don't get another first down, they're going to fall short of that total yardage record that they had a shot at. Patrick letting time run down, which is right at 2 minutes now. And he'll turn and give to Spates. He'll cut back. Runs into one of his own linemen, then able to squirt forward for six, maybe seven on the play. And listen to that sideline applauding the effort of Spates to pick up about seven. They just need to get another first down. That's all they need. See if they can run one more play here and pick up that first down. To give them over 700 yards of total offense. Second down coming up. And they're just standing, looking over to the sideline at Zach Bruni, the quarterback's coach, who signals in the plays. Offensive coordinator Todd Goebel is already down onto the field. Second down. Patrick gives to Spates. He'll go straight through the middle. That's bloody. 40, 35, 30 to the sideline. They'll swing him around at the 20-yard line. Big run, Ronnell Spates of 28 yards. It'll be first down with 103 to play in the game, and that will give you the record for yards in a game for ODU, over 700 today, and now they will line up in the victory formation.
You wanted it bad, partner.
I
did. Got it. You got it. You could thank our buddy Ronnell Spates for it, too.
And again, good to see Ronnell contributing here today as he has. Boy, Spates almost 100 yards. How about that? In fact, he does. Ronnell Spates, 118 today, as the Panthers go have two backs over 100 for the fifth time this season, but it was the combination of Nichols and Spates. Patrick takes the snap in the victory formation, and that will wrap it up for today as Ohio Dominican cruises to an easy victory in their regular season home finale as they will defeat Lake Erie by the final score of 62-21, and they do so in record fashion with 727 yards of total offense. We'll head back to Panther Field. We'll be catching up with head coach Bill Conley in a few moments. But first, we check in with Charlie Danis in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studios.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. Coming up on the Panthers post-game show, we'll recap today's game, talk with Ohio Dominican head coach Bill Conley, and update you on scores across the GLIAC and beyond. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house. And we invite you to join in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome into the Panther postgame show. I am Charlie Danis. Another great day to be an Ohio Dominican Panther. ODU victorious once again here in the 2013 campaign as they easily defeat Lake Erie today by a final score of 62-21. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell. And Todd, what a funny game football is. Last week, Ohio Dominican struggled mightily offensively. They had a tough time getting anything going through the air or on the ground. This week, however, they set the single game school record for most yards piled up on offense in a game. It's just amazing how these Panthers made the necessary adjustments, and it showed today in their game against Lake Erie.
No question, and you know, the offensive numbers are still impressive and still very gaudy, but you've got to look at what the Panther defense was able to do in the first half. Again, you are playing a unique style of offense. You never know where the ball is going to be going. You don't know who's going to have the football. Lake Erie was coming off a school record performance, scoring 63 points of their own last week, and they have been clicking on all cylinders. And for all intents and purposes, the Panthers' defense held them to 14 points today, with the exception of the late touchdown scored by Lake Erie against the Panthers' second, third unit out there. What they did today, and holding them to 395 yards of total offense is quite a day for the ODU defense. Right now, Coach Bill Conley meeting with the team out near midfield. All of the high school recruits are also here on hand today, are listening in, and when Coach Conley gets done, Matt Natale will have an opportunity to track him down as well. So we'll give you some of the numbers right now. Total offense for the Panthers today, 72 plays, school record 727 yards of total offense. Panthers had 29 first downs, 345 yards rushing, 348 yards rushing, 382 yards passing. On the ground, Mark Nichols, 11 carries, 142 yards and two touchdowns. Ronnell Spates, 14 carries for 118 yards and a touchdown. And Brandon Schoen at 17 carries, 83 yards and a touchdown today. Through the air, Mark Miller was 19 of 26 passing for 370 yards and four touchdowns. Kevin Hattrick ended up 2 of 2 for 12 yards on the day. Receiving, Des Stewart, 7 catches, 174 yards and two scores. Abe Johnson had 8 catches for 127 yards and a touchdown. Ronald McLeod, 4 catches for 53. Nick McKnight, a catch for 7. And Nate Weeks had a catch for 21 and a touchdown for ODU. For the Lake Erie Storm today, and their 395 yards of total offense, they had just 92 on the ground. They had 303 through the air. Brendan Gallagher today finished 29 of 43 for 303 and two touchdowns. He did not throw an interception today. Brendan Gallagher, their leading rusher, 17 carries for 46 yards. Anthony Bylaw had 17 for 37. We'll give you more, but first, Matt has caught up with Coach Bill Conley. Go ahead, Matt.
Coach Conley, after last week, you talked about being complete in all three phases of the game. You certainly were that today. Offense, defense, and special teams. Talk about this and talk about the way that we're able to send off the seniors on senior day.
I'm so proud of them. I mean, our guys don't want this to be the last game. And they really played well. They played their best game. I think we broke a school record offensively. Defense played great against a very good offense. I think everybody saw that's a good football team. And we played really well. I'm so proud of these guys. They've come from, you know, since the first year, these seniors, they were, you know, just part of a group, jumped up a division. Now they're playing for a conference title next week. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about.
And not only a conference title, but an undefeated season.
Absolutely. To be perfect in this game of college football, it takes the very elite. And there's only a handful of teams left, Division II, that are that way. And thank goodness the Panthers are one of them.
And you were talking to the team here just a second ago about hard work, hard work, hard work. Talk about how hard these fellas have worked this year to get to this point.
Well, they've set high standards. They want to play well. They want to play hard. And they hold themselves accountable if they don't. So, you know, the greatest coaching you can possibly do is let players be the leaders. And we got great leaders on this football team.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
All right, Matt, if you want to grab somebody down there or else, that's fine. If you want to get out of the wind tunnel, you can do that as well. I'll leave it up to you, partner, down there on the field. Again, a couple of the other numbers when you wrap up what Lake Erie did today. Receiving, Andrew Schickler had 6 catches for 109 yards and a touchdown. Van Fletteren had 5 catches for 56. Chester had 5 catches for 48. Thomas had 5 for 30 on the day. Defensively today for Ohio Dominican, as it loads, Justin Bell had 12 tackles. Brad McCurdy had 11. Harrison had 8 and 2 sacks. Warren Shields also had 7 tackles and a sack out there as well. So that would total up 4 sacks. There's a 5th and a 6th. Luke Carruthers, Dwayne Clemens, 6 sacks today by the Panther defense against Brendan Gallagher. He's kind of a tough gent to grab down there as well in terms of the sacks. And the Panthers defense, again, kind of what Coach Conley was talking about. And, you know, Matt, you said earlier, you get the lead and then they could take some gambles on defense. And what Coach Cummings was able to dial up against this defense today, come away with 6 sacks. And again, I say hold them to under 400 yards of total offense and keep them to just 21 points. That's quite an accomplishment today.
Yeah, we saw early in the game, had a little bit of trouble with the offense. We spotted them 14 points right off the bat and had some issues with what Brandon Gallagher showed us, and they were able to kind of do a little bit of misdirection and gadget plays and get him to run the ball a little bit. But once we did get that comfortable lead, we were able to do a few things on defense, make some adjustments, take a few more risks, and get the guys in the backfield. Great day by the lineup of players that you already mentioned, especially DeAndre Harrison. I think he's my nominee for the defensive player of the week. But, nice job by their defense. And really, like Coach Conley said, all three phases of the game. Last week, we were just kind of one-dimensional on defense, struggled on special teams and offense. But kind of rebounded this week and just had a complete game from everybody.
Now you gotta put it together now. One more week, regular season, and head up to Malone next week. So it's going to come down to next week for the Panthers, Matt, to not only finish off this regular season, but again, they control their destiny, keep that number 2 spot at the very least in the regional rankings, and then we'll have another game here.
Yeah, Coach Conley was addressing the team here before we talked to him, and he was talking about that hardware and, of course, referring to a championship ring for the GLIAC and maybe beyond that. And, they just got one more to go and take care of business, and we'll see what happens from there.
All right, good job, partner. We'll see you in Stark County next week. All right, Panthers victorious today over Lake Erie. Stay tuned. More to come from the studios of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio as Charlie Danis will wrap things up. He'll have scores from around the GLIAC and the country as well. We'll remind you that next Saturday we'll join you from Hall of Fame Field at Fawcett Stadium as the Ohio Dominican Panthers will try and complete their second undefeated season. Back in 2007, the Panthers were undefeated and made the NAIA playoffs. Panthers this year trying to go undefeated and make the Division II playoffs for the first time. We will have the pregame starting next week at 11:30, and our kickoff from Fawcett Stadium will be at 12. For Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Final score for the final time from here. Ohio Dominican 62 and the Lake Erie Storm 21. We say so long from the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther.